and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. John Ashcroft, former Attorney General of the United States, said, "Convoy of Hope is a remarkable ministry to people in need in America and around the world. Since Convoy of Hope, which is a 501c3 faith-based nonprofit, since it was founded in 1994, they've served more than 52 million people throughout the world through international children's feedings initiatives, community outreaches, disaster response, and partner community events, and directing nutritional programs and sustainability projects. By the end of 2009, the organization's fleet of trucks had delivered nearly 180 million worth of food and supplies to those in need. I mean, in the past 15 plus years, check this out now, Convoy of Hope has been active in 50 states and over 109 countries. And it's not only abroad and away and in other states, it's happening right here in our own Hawaii. I've got two very special men in studio with me, but we like to pause at the beginning of our show to let you know. And really, there is a connection with the very heart of Convoy of Hope, and even what we're doing today, really to let you know that there is hope, and that hope is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, things are not so bad that with Christ's help, you cannot overcome, and things will get better. It's just a matter of putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved you so much. He died on the cross for your sins, shed his blood on that cross, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And the living Christ is calling out to you. And he will call out to literally tens of thousands this weekend in three locations on Oahu. And I've got Bula Eastman, Irving Bula Eastman, and Pastor Scott Sonoda here in studio with me. Pastor Scott, he oversees the outreach ministries at First Assembly of God and also serves as the Oahu Regional Director for Teen Challenge Ministries. Bula is a lay pastor at First Assembly of God, Red Hill. He has 50 volunteers providing 35 services in ministry in the corrections institutions on Oahu. And in, get this now, in 2010, they reached over 4,000 inmates with the love of Jesus Christ. He's also ministered to inmates from Hawaii in Arizona. But today we're focused on talking about Convoy of Hope Hawaii, the 50-state tour. Bula, Pastor Scott, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure to always be here with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, now, this is the second year? Second year of Convoy. Now, what prompted you to spearhead this again?
Well, I think it nothing really prompted us to do this again. I think it was the Lord's calling. Because last year, as you know, Danny, at Aloha Stadium in the month of July, we had our Convoy of Hope Hawaii event there, Day of Compassion. And the national organizers told us to plan for 5,000 to 7,000 people because they've been doing this for so many years. And in our initial planning stages, my wife, Lynette, who's also the administrator for Convoy of Hope Hawaii, she said, if you put the word free in front of something in Hawaii at the stadium, you're going to get 10,000 people. And the Global Outreach Director, Pastor Ron Schauer, said, we love your enthusiasm. We just love your ambition. But we've been doing this so long that you'll probably get 7,000 people. At the end of the day, Danny, and that long Saturday, over 14,000 people came through the turnstiles. Added to that are over 2,000 volunteers that were there that day. So we had approximately 16,000 people that came to Convoy of Hope Hawaii last year at Aloha Stadium. And Scott and I and my wife looked at each other and we were weeping at the end because we knew that the Lord had touched so many lives and that there was going to be change, you know, generational changes going on. But we were exhausted. Our team was exhausted. And so we said, I don't think we can do this again. So we took a rest for about a month. And then the idea came, well, if the Lord blessed us with that, the Lord is going to bless us even more because there's more people in need. We can't restrict what the Lord has. And so they decided to give us, instead of one container this year, they are giving us, Convoy of Hope has given us three containers, which is 67.5 tons of groceries for free. So that's what we'll be distributing along with many other items that day.
67.5 tons.
You can't even.
Three,
it's three 40-foot mats and containers. In fact, DHX is picking them up from the Matson Yard tomorrow, and they're going to be delivering them to our church in the parking lot at First Assembly of God Red Hill. And we're going to have a party tomorrow afternoon about 4:30 p.m. We have 500 volunteers coming. We're going to be transferring the 67 tons of food from the 40-foot mats and containers. We're going to separate it. We're going to bag them, and then we're going to be placing them in the Penske trucks that will be holding these goods until Saturday morning.
Now, how many volunteers are we talking about here?
Well, for tomorrow night, for unloading the containers, it's about 500. But for the event itself, at the three sites that you've mentioned, Kapolei Fairgrounds, McKinley High School, and Kailua District Park, we're looking at over 3,000 volunteers.
3,000 volunteers.
I said that with a straight face.
That might be conservative, Danny.
That might be conservative, exactly. But the response has been incredible. People just wanting to help.
Now, how have families? I'm sure you've heard stories, testimonies of families being. I mean, that's really the heart of it, right? The grassroots level impacting a life, impacting a family. What are some stories you've heard of since last year?
Well, you know, one that comes to mind is, you know, last year we gave out some backpacks with school supplies and rubber slippers. And, you know, it was 10, 11 in the morning, Aloha Stadium, hot pavement. Mm-hmm. And there were kids that were sharing a pair of slippers, one on each foot, and hopping it around. And we were just thinking, you know, playing around, you know. But what they weren't playing around, Danny. They were actually sharing a pair of slippers that they got because they couldn't afford to come with any slippers at all. And so that's just one of many stories. Another one was at the end of the day, this gentleman who could not speak, and he was in a wheelchair, and he had an interpreter. And he came up to the founder of Convoy of Hope, who had come here from Springfield, Missouri, their headquarters, and he rolled up to Hal Donaldson, and in his interpreter had interpreted this man in the wheelchair saying, you know, we read about Jesus feeding the 5,000. He said, in Hawaii today, Jesus fed 15,000. What a testimony.
Hmm. We're talking about a mass quantity of food products. And many other supplies, many volunteers. How have churches been involved? I would imagine corporations have been involved. How has that taken place?
Well, you know, we're really blessed, Danny. I think last year we were making inroads. I mean, it had never happened before. So with the success that the Lord graced us with last year, it was an item that people had heard of, and when they saw the coverage of it and they knew what it was all about, we've had some businesses that have just stepped up incredibly. Without the great assistance from Matson, we couldn't get three containers here. I mean, we still paid them a fee, but it was nowhere near the $45,000 that it costs to bring the three containers here. Another great company is Ahuna Party Rentals. They've been over backwards. They're supplying us with almost 60 tents. These areas will be transformed into like a carnival atmosphere for their families. Just to give you an example, at one of our sites, the haircuts alone, and our hairstylists are coming from Paul Mitchell Hair Salon School. We have 150 hairstylists, 50 hairstylists at each site to give away free haircuts. At one site, the tent alone is 40 by 100 feet. It's 4,000 square feet, and you're going to have all your hairstylists just in that. G4S Security Solutions, formerly known as Whack and Hunt, they've donated almost 1,000 man hours to secure the areas for us on the day of the event. And that's worth in the excess of $25,000. DHX Freight Forwarders, very instrumental in handling the freight. But, you know, those are the businesses that have really stepped up out of the box. But the churches, Danny, that is the praise report, because at this point in time, we have almost 140 churches on the island of Oahu involved. The other night, we were at a Windward meeting. We had over 30 different churches represented there. Never before have they all sat at the same table. And all to give the hope that we need to give to those that are hopeless.
You know, that's... When you talk about churches coming together, I think that really delights the heart of the Lord. What a powerful testimony that is, a good witness to the people, just people that we are trying to reach, you know, the people that are not churchgoers, they don't know the Lord, but to see a unified body. We're all diverse, various forms, traditions, and things, but to come together in Christ, you know, to put certain things that are, we might just say certain non-essential areas or things, but to come together for this purpose. What do churches, you know what, let's talk more about that when we come back, the whole thing about how do churches get involved, what have they needed to do to be involved, and even in the follow-up after, you know, this big day takes place, I think there's a lot of implications to it that we need to kind of roll out. But, you know, we're talking about the Convoy of Hope Hawaii, the 50-state tour. Get this now. Free groceries. There's a kid zone. Haircuts, like Bula was saying. I mean, 150 hairstylists. Health fair. There's going to be prayer, people there praying, real like an army of prayer warriors praying. A job fair, lunch, it's a barbecue lunch, family portraits, live entertainment, community services, breast cancer screenings. They're at the Honolulu site. It's on Saturday, July 28th at 10 a.m. No ID required, rain or shine. While supplies last. At three locations. In Honolulu at McKinley High School, right there, 1039 South King Street. On the leeward side of Oahu at the Kapolei Fairgrounds, across from the new Walmart. And windward side there at Kailua District Park, 21 South Kainalu Drive. For more information, you can go to hawaiiconvoy.org. The phone number 808-836-4479. That's 836-4479. HawaiiConvoy.org. When we come back, we'll talk about church involvement. We'll talk about people involvement. We'll talk about how more lives have been touched because of being involved in the Convoy of Hope, and how individuals have been moved by the Lord through this time, even from last year, because of how the mighty Holy Spirit has touched the hearts of people. You know, we're talking tens of thousands, but in the marvelous, miraculous way that only God can do, when He touches somebody, like He touches you when you listen right now, He touches people one-on-one. Ah, it's so personal. Right where you need it, right when you need Him. The Lord is going to be touching a lot of people on a personal basis. Saturday, July 28th. When we come back, you'll hear more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
We always say that God is a God of timing. It's not just timing, but you know, with the Lord, it's perfect timing. And sometimes there's a timing where, you know, you've been praying for a specific need that you have, and you're just wondering, okay, Lord, how are you gonna meet this particular need? Well, one of the ways that the Lord is gonna meet the needs of literally tens of thousands of people this weekend, July 28th, Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. It's the Convoy of Hope, Hawaii. It's the 50-state tour. Convoy of Hope, Hawaii is going to be held in three locations. Free groceries, free kid zone, free haircuts. Again, free health fare. Many people there, if you need prayer, they'll be praying for you. There's a job fair. Lunch will be provided. Family portraits, live entertainment, community service. Free breast cancer screenings there at the Honolulu site. This is going to take place rain or shine while supplies last. No ID required. Again, Saturday, July 28th at 10 a.m. It's three site locations. It grew. It ballooned. I mean, it exploded from last year. The response was so overwhelming. Even the national leadership did not expect the kind of response that took place. I remember driving over and just seeing the masses of people that were there. And my wife and I looked, and that was a prayer meeting that led up to the event. It wasn't even the event itself.
That was the volunteer rally Friday night.
Yeah, okay. So when you think about it, I mean, and that was last year. I mean, the magnitude of what is going to be taking place, basically, it's for you, it's for a friend. You might know a friend or family member. You want to invite them to go, but I've got Bula Eastman here, Scott Sonora here, and they've taken this leading by the Lord, taking it by the helm, trusting in the Lord, And they're here to talk about that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about this, you can go to HawaiiConvoy.org. Now, Bula, what's your role in this? And then, Scott, you know, I want to know what your role is. Specifically, what are your roles?
Well, I think, I don't know if you ever heard of the term Gadu, Danny, but I do whatever Pastor Scott says, go do this and go do that and go do this. Actually, I head up the media relations for this, me and my team of the Unholy Trinity, me, myself, and I. So I take care of all the media. I do all the press releases. I coordinate everything, and I support my wife, who's the administrator, and also Pastor Scott, just any way that I can.
And how about you, Pastor Scott?
I'm, in all sense, not joking, just being led by the Spirit. You know, I just have to understand what the Spirit wants. You know, when we do an event this size, this magnitude, it's very easy to think what would be the best. But it's not what we want. It's what God wants. You know, I want to give a shout out to Lynette Eastman, Bulla's wife. She is the machine behind this. Her gifting is coordination.
Wow.
And she has done a fabulous job this year and last year. She is really the one that is putting this all together. So shout out to Lynette. Hi, Lynette out there. We love you. Keep it up, baby. We're almost done. But we got so much things going on. But, you know, as a team, you know, the Lord put all three of us together. As you know, took over the prison ministry several years ago. You know, I oversee ministries. I start them out, then I find leaders. And Bulla and Lynette came on. They head the prison ministry and what it is today. But that was just a start. You know, God has an unseen plan behind that. But what it was is we now are beginning to see that God has put us together for such a time as this. And, you know, they asked me to coordinate this. I really, you know, in my flesh, I said, oh, there's no way I can do this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we sat around and talked and prayed about it, Bulla and Lynette said, Pastor Scott, if you want to do this, we will support you. And they have gone so much overboard. I mean, God has put the giftings of Bulla, his media talents, his giftings with relational, and, you know, Lynette's gifting of administration. Wow. And with my pastoral giftings, you know, as a team, we are this three-strand cord.
Mm. I like that word, garut, you know.
Garut.
I mean, it's kind of a... Yeah. Local style can be a little bit, you know, derogatory, but... But in actuality, you know, as followers of Christ, we should feel honored to be the Lord's garut.
Yeah. Lord, it's garut, G-O-D. Garut.
You don't even know.
You know, I mean, just, know. Lord, what we
Man,
should, I mean,
we are humbled.
Hey, to have that opportunity, and you guys are an example. And really, we talk about 3,000 volunteers. It's an extension of the heart that God has placed in you to serve Him. And yeah, hey, we need leaders to see leaders of gifting, education, experience. I mean, you guys are business leaders and you want to go all out in serving the Lord. It's going to be held in Honolulu at Makili High School, right there, 1039 South King Street. In Leeward, Oahu, at the Kapolei Fairgrounds across from the new Walmart. And Kailua District Park, there, 21 South Kainalu Drive. I wonder, though, you know, with people, I'm giving the time, 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Some people might come at 10:30. They might, you know, come at 11 or whatever, thinking that they're early. You know, local style, we're kind of, you know, Hawaiian time, okay? But we're talking while supplies last, too. So, I mean, like last year, were there lines of people waiting for things to get open to start up? Or,
well, I think the best way to explain it for anyone who's been to Disneyland, you have things that are called switchbacks, you know, where instead of standing in a straight line, it looks like a long centipede or a snake. And that's just to accommodate the hundreds and thousands of people. But Danny, sad to say that when we left the Aloha Stadium on Friday night at about 11:30 p.m., outside of the entry gates, there were already people on pieces of cardboard getting ready to spend the night there. in anticipation of receiving some free groceries the next day. And that line grew over the night so that when we did return to the site the next day, Saturday morning at about 4 a.m., 4:15 we pulled up, that line had stretched from a few people to about 100 or so. And that really hit home because these are people that have no resources, and they were there so excited. So it gets a little crowded, and we told people to come early, and it is as supplies last. I mean, we'd love to have everything to last for a week, but that's just not possible. And to come in the right mind and the right spirit, because everything is free, and everyone's there just trying to get some help and get some hope.
Does parking become an issue at any point?
Well, you know, that's why we decided this year, the leadership team decided that we're going to take this out into the community. The Aloha Stadium, you know, 1 hour after we opened up last year, there was such a mad traffic jam there that the HPD had asked us, they have to close the gates down from people coming in because there just wasn't enough parking. So that's why we have decided to take that into the communities. And we strategically chose these sites because they are centrally located, yes, where the need is. And also, it's along the bus lines. Now, we have asked all our volunteers, thousands of our volunteers, to do not park at the sites. We have secured parking spaces that they will park at because we have left every available parking at the sites for our honored guests.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes,
mm-hmm,
parking will be an issue. There's no way around it, you know.
So, I mean, people carpool, maybe.
We want people to carpool. It's along the bus lines, you know.
Catch the bus.
Yeah, and then there'll be some electronic signs that will say, you know, where to park. And, you know, there'll be some limited shuttle. We're not doing transportation this year. We're doing limited shuttles to those areas. But we're asking people to carpool, you know.
Now, you know, just hearing it, you know, you can feel a certain level of tension. And you know, there's a need there. There's a significant amount of supplies. But again, the needs are great. So, Bull, I want to come back. You know, you mentioned about patience, tolerance, maybe talk a little bit more about that. We all need reminders, myself included. Sometimes I'm the guy that needs to be reminded the most. But in that, go ahead, share a little bit more about the need for us, especially because there are people who are coming who might not even be connected with church at all, right?
Exactly. You know, one of the joys and, you know, one of the blessings, Danny, is we have the opportunity on July 28th, Saturday, to basically be Jesus with skin. You know, and there's going to be a lot of people there that might not have even heard the name of Jesus. But, you know, they're there for a bag of groceries. They're there to get a haircut for their children. They're there to have their children go through the kids zone on the various rides or the games or to get a prize. Or maybe they're there to find the community service that will help them write a job resume to get them a job. Or they might be there for one of the dental or the physical screenings. We have doctors and dentists there to do screenings and consultations. Or they just might be there because they're tired and they just want to see what it's all about. But, you know, we have an opportunity through all of these different venues to reach out to them and tell them that there is hope, you know, and it's not hopeless. And the thing I think we stress with our volunteers is every person that comes through those gates is an honored guest, and we treat them like that. We have a hospitality crew that will be clapping for them and cheering them on, just like finishing the marathon. You can mm-hmm. do it. You can do it. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming. We're going to thank them for coming to something that's free. We're going to lift them up. We're going to pedestal them. We're going to raise them and make them feel good about themselves. You know, we're going to see them smile. You know, and some of the things last year is, and I know by the haircuts and the portraits, we try and keep them close to each other. There's an elderly local man, and he had tears, and you know, we asked him, you know, is everything okay? He says, you know, my kids haven't had a haircut in 2.5 years, you know, and now my daughter wants to go take a family picture. We've never had one. Just simple things like that we take for granted that means so much to them, but it's just out of the compassion. The same compassion that Jesus Christ had for us and being on that cross is the compassion that we have. And we're not there to judge anybody or condemn anybody. We're there to love on them, to tell them that there is a hope and that they have a future and there's a plan for them. And that's all we're trying to do. Jesus with skin. The Lord has blessed us with so many things to share with these people. And all we got to do is follow through, go with the Spirit of God, and love on them that day.
Convoy of Hope. We're talking free groceries, a free kid zone, free haircuts, health fair, prayer. You need prayer? You know somebody that needs prayer? There will be people there who will be willing and ready to pray for you. There's going to be a job fair, lunch, family portraits. I love when you mentioned that about the family portraits, because you crystallize, you freeze that moment as a family, and there you have it. You have it. You have it for perpetuity. Live entertainment, community service services, breast cancer screenings at the Honolulu site. It's on Saturday, July 28th. It starts at 10 a.m. No ID required. You just come, rain or shine, while supplies last. At three locations in Honolulu, at McKinley High School, 1039 South King Street, Leeward Oahu, at the Kapolei Fairgrounds, right there across from the new Walmart, and Windward Oahu, at Kailua District Park, 21 South Kainalu Drive. Now, remember, parking is limited, so carpool if you can. They're right on the bus lines. That's another option. Catch the bus. Really, be mindful of that. And as Bula and Scottish shared, you know, about exercising patience. More information can be found at hawaiiconvoy.org. The phone number, 836-4479. That's 836-4479. It's sponsored by Hawaii businesses, churches, and community organizations. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the real, why? I got to ask, why? Why give away so much? Why do you do it? You ever wonder when someone is so benevolent, you kind of scratch your head and say, hey, what? What's this really about? You know, what do you want from me? What's the hook? What's the hook in all of this? Well, there might be somebody today that's listening and saying, it can't be, no, hey, nothing is for free. Well, I'll let Bula Eastman and Scott Sonora, I'll let them share and let you hear it from them. Why? Why would they do this? Why would businesses do this? Churches get together, look beyond themselves. Why would individuals go beyond themselves and give time, give resources for this event, for people? Why? When we come back, you'll hear the answer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiahua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinenin Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Dr. John Maxwell. He's well known, very, very much in demand, a public speaker, motivational speaker. He's authored numerous New York Times best-selling books. Well, Dr. John Maxwell says, it is a pleasure to partner with Convoy of Hope. I'm grateful for their leadership and compassion for the inner cities of America. Well, you know, I've got a couple of leaders with Convoy of Hope Hawaii in studio with me today. It's going to take place on Saturday, July 28th. Starts at 10 a.m. I guess the word is to go early, be there as early as you can, because rain or shine, it's going to happen. No ID is required, but again, while supplies last. Convoy of Hope Hawaii, here, we're talking free groceries. There's three huge containers. I don't know, how many tons of food did you say?
67.5 tons of food.
67.5 tons of food. There's going to be a kid zone, free haircuts. There's 150 hairstylists that are going to be cutting hair. There's a health fair. People who need prayer, you can be prayed for. And let me just say, if you need prayer, for me, I'm asking for prayer as much as I can. You ask for prayer. Ask for prayer. Be open. Open up your heart. There's going to be a job fair. Very practical lunch. Very, very, very practical lunch that day. Family portraits, live entertainment, community services, breast cancer screenings right there at the Honolulu site only. Honolulu at McKinley High School, 1039 South King Street, on Leeward Oahu at the Kapolei Fairgrounds across from the new Walmart. And on Windward Oahu at Kailua District Park, 21 South Kainalu Drive. These three locations, get this though, parking is limited. So carpool if you can, and catch the bus if you can. I mean, it's right on the bus line. More information at hawaiiconvoy.org, 836-4479. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guests in studio today are Bula Eastman and Scott Sonora, Pastor Scott Sonora. Now, Bula, Scott, why? Why are we doing this, the convoy? What's the real reason?
Well, you know, Danny, it goes back to the CEO and founder, Hal Donaldson. When he was a young boy growing up, his dad was killed in a car accident by a drunk driver. His mother was also injured, and he had a few brothers and sisters, and they had to go on welfare, but welfare just didn't do enough. So actually, he had people from churches. They didn't even go to church, but people would come by and drop a box of groceries off. And years on, as he grew up to be a young man, he was doing some missionary work, and he met Mother Teresa, and she gave him a word to feed those that are hungry. So he came back. He started buying groceries, put them in the back of his pickup truck, and would go down and start sharing the groceries. And from that, it has developed into being the largest international humanitarian organization in the world. And so although they help other countries like Japan for the tsunami, Haiti, and even Joplin, Missouri with the tornadoes, they have the inner city 50-state tour, which we're talking about. And it's just having the compassion to just share with those that need some hope. And the groceries are just a ticket to get people to come because there's so many other services. But, you know, along with the 150 hairstylists that we have, 50 at each site, we also have at each site 150 prayer warriors that have been going through training, that have been working with each other to come together. And when you have a team of prayer warriors like that, you know that great things are going to happen, you know. And in the Connections Tent, one of our goals this year is to actually be a Connections Tent where we connect with the people, not only on that Saturday, because that Saturday is only the beginning. That is not the end. That's the beginning of trying to other churches to get more people to come into their church, to show the love of Christ to others. So it's a launching pad, you know. Basically, Convoy Hope is an intersection between God's grace and man's greatest needs. And we just welcome that opportunity. But, you know, when you answer to the Lord, you don't say why, you say why not. You know, instead of saying why me, it's why not me. You know, the Lord has chosen us for a time such as this. And, you know, it takes a lot of effort. We have a lot of great leaders and a lot of great volunteers. But I think the thread that weaves the fabric together is the love of Jesus. And it's that love that we're trying to pass on to others.
You know, I'd like to take add to that what Bulla said. You know, the people think that we're throwing an event to give them food. Yes, that is. But that's secondary. Help is secondary. Hope is primary. You know, it's something that the government can do, but they can't fulfill that all the way to the end. It's, you know, next day they're hungry again. Next day they need jobs. We're going to help them, okay, with that. But our main goal is to give them the hope of Jesus Christ, a personal relationship. You know, Danny, when all is said and done, when they go through there and they get their free meal and they get their services, their free family portraits, their haircuts and all, as they exit, when they get their groceries, before they exit, there'll be a connection center. And that's where all the churches that are involved, our prayer teams, will ask them, did you have a good time? Is there anything that we can do for you? And then we'll ask them, can we pray for you? And, you know, of course, we're going to ask them, and they can decline if they want to, but Convoy says about 90% of the people that go through will allow us to pray for them. And you know, Danny, very well that when someone allows the power of God and receiving an open heart for God to bless them and touch their life, you know that they will walk away a different person that day. And that's what we hope so.
Yes. Now, you mentioned the churches. They come together at that particular time in the Connection Center. What have churches needed to do to be involved in this?
Well, Danny, we've reached out to a lot of the churches in the community, and of course, the financial support has been wonderful. But, you know, we have people that are volunteering from various churches to be leaders of certain team leaders of certain areas. And just to come and to help, like in the haircut area, in the kids zone, in the prayer tent, in the entertainment, you know, making sure everything's scheduled appropriately. So it's actually the body of Christ bringing everybody together to make this in the same way and the same stature that would be pleasing to our Lord and Savior, in the spirit of excellence. And so all of the volunteers that have come forth and the leaders, it's just that spirit of excellence and knowing that, you know, we want to make the Lord happy that day. We want to see our Lord and Savior smiling upon us and knowing that we did everything we could to be like Jesus with skin and to reach out to all those that will be coming there, the tens of thousands that will be there. So we're praying for benevolence and His Spirit in us to give us the patience we need and a smile upon our face.
Now, how much? How much does this all cost? You got a number?
Well, it's still mounting up day by day. Well, listen, we're going to not disclose that right now. Let me just tell you, it's three times the budget that we had last year. But we've been so blessed. You know, God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He doesn't need our money. He needs our availability. Mm. And when God throws a party, we know that He's not going to leave the bill with us, you know. But we've been so blessed, as Bulla mentioned, to local companies helping local people, you know, giving out. You know, you can talk about what you'd like to do, but it's about showing the love of God through our works.
Actually, maybe in terms of that, choosing not to disclose, you just can't, because when you got so many profitable companies choosing to donate, how do you qualify all of that? I mean, the amount of giving that's being given, that as well as just the raw costs. I mean, I think the importance is that it's being given for free. And at the same time, the Lord has spoken to people's hearts, owners, leaders, and even beneath that, he's blessed them, their corporations, given them good business acumen and discipline over the years to have significant profit margins to be able to Amen. Give, to Amen. Bless them.
Amen.
But what they're doing is they're creating an outflow by the Lord to flow out these resources where they're needed, when they're needed. And the Lord is, you see, and here's a conduit of that blessing of the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Well said. Well said.
Well, just for those of them, the people in that are listening that are curious, to appease their curiosity, it would be in the hundreds of thousands to put this on, to put a parameter on it. And we serve a big God, and we're not afraid of numbers, but we want to do everything in the spirit of excellence and be good stewards. But even though it's free, it comes from the grace and the blessings of all those that have supported us.
Mm. See, Bula, you are a true media man. You know that there's someone that's listening. Oh, come on, man. You got to give me more than that, Danny.
We call that Niele. So for the Niele ones out there, now you get them. Call me on my number and I'll tell you.
Danny, may I add one thing? Yes. You know, it's just that, you know, as gracious as a people of Hawaii, the businesses and corporations have given to us, the need is so great that we don't have enough, you know. So I mean, we're asking, you know, if you know the feeding of the 5,000, when the disciples came up and said, can we take your lunch? If the little boy had said, there's 5,000 people, my 5 loaves and 2 fish not going to be enough. I'm just going to keep them for myself. See, it's not about what we can avail. You know, God can multiply that. So if there are any listeners out there say, I can't do much, let me tell you, we know that God can multiply. We've seen it done. And, you know, we're just asking you to give what you can if you'd like to.
And put it in Jesus' hands.
Yes.
And then the multiplication will take place. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more of involvement, you know, how you could get involved. There's still time, you know. Saturday, July 28th, 10 a.m. We're talking about Convoy of Hope Hawaii. Groceries, kids' zone, haircuts, health fair, prayer, a job fair, lunch, family portraits, live entertainment, community services, breast cancer screenings, free breast cancer screenings there at the Honolulu site. We're talking rain or shine. It's going to happen. No ID required. Honolulu, Leeward, and Windward at McKinley High School. Kapolei Fairgrounds, and Kapolei Kailua District Park. To find out more information about Convoy of Hope Hawaii, hawaiiconvoy.org. Stay with us. We'll be back with Bula Eastman and Pastor Scott Sonoda.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He was a former governor of Arkansas, and he says, this is Mike Huckabee, he says, many area corporations, businesses, governmental agencies, and charitable organizations have joined hands with churches and Convoy of Hope to reinvest in and serve their community. Well, it's here in Hawaii, Convoy of Hope, Hawaii, July 28th at 10 a.m. Come early, rain or shine, while supplies last, no ID required. We're talking about Convoy of Hope Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. This is the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I have in studio with me Bula Eastman and Scott Sonoda. They have really taken the helm of things. And of course, behind the scenes, there's always somebody that's carrying things. And that's Bula's wife, Lynette. And we want to say a big mahalo to her for her tireless work. You know, when something like this goes on, people are doing things behind the scenes to make it happen. And, you know, they don't get credit. They don't do it to get credit. But, you know, it's good to remember to thank you. So thank you, Lynette, and all the volunteers who are making a difference, making this event take place. Free groceries, kids zone, haircuts, health fair, prayer, a job fair, lunch, family portraits, live entertainment, community services, free breast cancer screenings at the Honolulu site there at McKinley High School on the leeward side of Oahu, Kapolei Fairgrounds across from the new Walmart, and on the windward side, Kailua District Park, 21 South Kainalu Drive. To get more information, HawaiiConvoy.org, HawaiiConvoy.org. Now, Scott Bula, how have you seen the Lord move in his providing hand and how he's guided you through this time?
Well, you know, right from the beginning, you know, God has been with us. We can see that, you know, the very first miracle, and there's been miracles all along the way, but can I tell you that, you know, we're looking at the sites, and one of the very first miracles, which is huge to me, is that we were looking for a central Honolulu site, and one of the snags was that you know, we weren't going to have the 2 or 3 days before our event because school was going on, and it was a week before school, and you know, the teachers are coming in, so that would have interfered. So they tell me, we can't do this. We would love for you to do it, but this is just the wrong week. You can't come in on that. They looked at their calendar, and a year ago, before that, they had planned that there would be Furlough Friday. So that just shows you that God is in control. So we just thank the Lord.
You know, we're talking about, like you're sharing, God's hand moving in these things. What would you say, Bula? We got 3 minutes left. What would you say to somebody right now as you're listening, who's going through a real rough time?
Well, we rely on our anchor verse in our prison ministry because we have a lot of broken people that feel that they have no hope. And it's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. And we rely on that verse and we stand by that verse. But it's just, we tell everyone, you know, it might not work out today, but it's still going to work out. You know, God still has a plan and he's still got you in his hand. And, you know, there's three things that you can do in life. Sometimes you can just give up, or you can just give in, or you can just give it all you got. And I like to try and give it all I got, because I think sleep's overrated. But, you know, we serve a mighty God, a powerful God, the creator of all living things. And if what little things I could do in the spirit of excellence could be pleasing to my Lord and Savior, I think I've done okay. And I tell everybody, it's not about doing everything right. It's about doing some things right, the little things every day. And just to know that the Lord has your back. There's light at the end of every tunnel.
I like that. Give it all you got. Give it all you got.
Give it all you got.
Bula, Scott, you guys are giving it all you got. And I know a lot of people this weekend are going to be giving it all they got.
Amen.
And even more so, tens of thousands more will be touched, reached, ministered to, given hope through Convoy of Hope this weekend, July 28th. Right there, 10 o'clock a.m. in Honolulu, Leeward, and Windward. McKinley High School, Kapolei Fairgrounds, and Kailua District Park. It's a moment for you. A lot of preparation has gone into it. And Scott, Bula, thank you. Thank you for coming, being here on the show to share this great gift that God is giving to many, many people in our Hawaii.
Amen. Mahalo. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Danny.
In the next few days, you're going to be hearing inspirational stories like you're hearing today. How God can move and allow an event like Convoy of Hope to take place. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with somebody near you. I want to invite you, ask you to invite someone to listen in. Every day, we're here at 2 o'clock weekdays, and we rebroadcast at 12 midnight, and our stories, you know, our stories are downloadable for free podcasts at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Again, Convoy of Hope, 836-4479, the website, hawaiiconvoy.org, and if you want to get involved, you want to help in some way, go there, hawaiiconvoy.org. You can talk to key people there who can give you directions. And if you want to find out more how to get there and you didn't catch all that we said, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Catch that. Okay? Romans 15 verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Bula Eastman and Pastor Scott Sonoda, Convoy, HawaiiConvoy.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.